The former president a step closer to possible criminal charges. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The panel probing the Capitol riot is recommending charges. Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill.
The House Select Committee says there is evidence for the Justice Department to pursue four crimes committed by former President Trump, including inciting, assisting, or aiding an insurrection, and conspiracy to make false statements.
The evidence clearly suggests that President Trump conspired with others to submit slates of fake electors to Congress and the National Archives.
Committee Democrat Jamie Raskin also says the panel will refer House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers to the Ethics Committee for refusing to honor subpoenas. Criminal referrals are recommendations. Any decision to prosecute would be made by the Justice Department.
A special counsel is already overseeing two Justice Department probes related to Trump, who has repeatedly dismissed investigations as witch hunts and calls the committee highly partisan. Several Republican-led states urging the U.S. Supreme Court to take emergency action and temporarily block Title 42 from expiring. That's the pandemic-era rule that limits asylum seekers, scheduled to end Wednesday.
We will go back to Title 8, which allows a process to make sure that people can make their asylum claims heard. Those who do not have a legal basis to remain will be quickly removed.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the border is not open as the president faces growing bipartisan pressure to address what's already a record surge of migrants. There's breaking news right now from the U.S. Supreme Court on that plea for a temporary hold on the district judge's order that was ending Title 42 enforcement. Chief Justice John Roberts just placing a temporary hold. He's giving the Justice Department until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern to file a written reply brief. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Congress running out of time again to avoid a government shutdown, with a 1 week of short-term funding ending this Friday. Work continues on an omnibus bill that would last through the end of the fiscal year.
It's not going to be everything anybody wanted, that's for sure. But it's far preferable to a CR, which will leave the country high and dry. And it's certainly preferable to a government shutdown.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer doesn't want another short-term bill, but some House Republicans would prefer that since they take control of the House in January. Holiday travel about to get messy for millions of Americans.
We will be having this area of low pressure with associated Arctic cold front diving southward by Wednesday. So anticipate snow, heavy snow at times, to overspread the region in the northern Rockies and in the northern tier of the country by Wednesday. So that's not going to be a day to try to fly into or out of the Midwest. And also, neither is Thursday.
Fox Weather's Kendall Smith. The same front could dump a mixture on the south and then heavy rain along the East Coast Friday. Crunch time for holiday shopping. And you know what they say about haste.
Context Logic Incorporated, the parent company of e-commerce platform Wish, surveyed more than 6,000 people from the U.S., the U.K., Spain, and Germany to figure out the worst gifts you can give during the holidays. Taking the top spot, defective items that were bought at discounted prices, followed by fruitcake and weight loss items like scales and gym memberships. Other gifts that were deemed the worst include out-of-style clothing, Christmas-themed ties, knockoff luxury goods, and political items. And some bad news, if you're still shopping, one-third of respondents say they found last-minute purchasing tends to result in bad gifts. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A down day overall on Wall Street. At the close, the Dow lost 162 points. It had been down over 300 at one point, though. The NASDAQ, the biggest loser, down more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.